We are here today to interview Dr. Gennaro D'Amato. He's a professor at the University of Napoli, Federico II, in Italy, as well as chairman of the Committee on Climate Change, Pollution and Allergy of the World Allergy Organization. The contribution of Dr. D'Amato in this symposium of the Spanish Society of Allergy is about pollution and pollinosis. Dr. D'Amato, it's a real pleasure to have you here today with us and to have you here in this symposium. I would like to give us a brief summary on the content of your topic here at the Congress of your lecture.
I thank you for this invitation, and first of all, I'd like to thank the Scientific Committee for this invitation, because I have a lot of friends in Spain, and it is a pleasure to be here. I spoke about the air pollution, climate change, and allergy, and this is an important topic, because climate change is able to favor the increasing prevalence of allergy, because there is a higher frequency of pollinosis due to climate change, but also due to air pollution. And regarding air pollution, there are particulate matters and also ozone and nitrogen dioxides. These components of air pollution are able to interact in atmosphere with pollens, inducing a stronger activity of allergens of pollens, but also they are able to act on the airways of the subjects, inducing a pro-inflammatory effect. As a consequence, this interaction is very terrible for the subject who live in urban areas, because the prevalence of allergy, of respiratory allergy, is higher in urban areas than not in rural areas. As a second topic of my presentation, I focalized the attention on the effect of the thunderstorm on respiratory allergy of sensitized subjects, of atopic subjects. It has been demonstrated, and we have published several publications on this event, because usually it is not a washing of the air during the first phase of a thunderstorm, but there is an imbibition of pollen during the pollen seasons, of pollen such as grasses, such as parietaria, and also olea, but also as mould alternaria, and with imbibition of these components of atmosphere, and with osmotic shock, with the rupture of pollens, but also of spores of alternaria, and with the release of allergenic components in atmosphere. And release of very little particles deriving from the cytoplasm of pollens and molds with very strong allergenic activity. They are able to penetrate into the airways of subjects, inducing severe asthma also in subjects without history of asthma. In fact, in the recent event in Melbourne, where 9 young men died and 8,500 persons needed to go to emergency department, there were several subjects only with rhinitis that in this occasion experienced severe asthma and also deaths.
Mm-hmm. I have had the opportunity to be at your presentation that I liked very much, and I was surprised with the data that you're talking about of the Melbourne thunderstorm. The subjects that presented with asthma, did they have any kind of asthma, or was it just allergic?
Subjects involved are allergic because there are not cases of intrinsic asthma. And subject with sensitization to pollens, in other words, are involved only atopic subjects with allergy to pollens or to alternaria. And probably there is also an effect of the temperature, because in the event of Melbourne, there was a reduction in 1 hour of 10 degrees of temperature, but only in allergic subjects. In other words, the effect, the trigger effect, is induced by osmotic shock with release of cytoplasmic components from pollens with an allergenic aerosol in atmosphere, with these very small particles which are able to penetrate deeply in the airways.
Okay, because you showed us that there was a journalist that was asking you why this happened in this particular time and not in other occasions, that there were other thunderstorms, but they were not severe. I mean, the effects were not severe as the one in particular the last summer. That was because just of this descent on the temperatures, or were there any other factors that you may have studied?
Thanks for this question, because it is a very important topic, and I think we need in all the world to have a deeper knowledge of these events, because probably there is also involved the electricity of the atmosphere. In other words, fortunately, there are not very high events frequently, but sometimes yes. However, in the clinical practice, usually we observe that pollinosis subjects has a deterioration of symptoms, also not severe, but a deterioration during a thunderstorm in the pollen season. As a consequence, I think that we need to advise, to inform atopic patients that it is preferable to avoid to be outside when there is a thunderstorm in pollen season.
Yes, in fact, in Madrid, as Dr. Pelta has already commented, we have also these observations, you know, that during the pollen season in springtime and the days that we have thunderstorms, we have a higher incidence of patients coming to the emergency room with asthma crisis. And I think you are right. We should advise our patients, especially the allergic ones, just to avoid to be outside in this particular settings, right?
Okay, and yes, it is important to inform, but also in the event of Melbourne, for example, there was a correspondence between myself and the journalist and the colleagues from Melbourne, and they asked me about a case of near fatal asthma that we were able to help very, very well. There was a very young lady, and after 7 days in intensive therapy with intubation and with very high dosages of corticosteroids and theophylline, we were able to help this patient with magnesium sulfate intravenous, and we informed also the Australian and colleague about this opportunity. However, it is important that asthmatic subjects have always not only salbutamol, Ventolin, but also corticosteroids to inhale in case of deterioration of symptoms during pollen season, during thunderstorm, or also only episodes of very strong rain.
Mm-hmm. And we have already talked about not only chemical contaminants, but there are also biological contaminants that may trigger asthma attacks, as the Barcelona release of soya dust in the wind. Mm-hmm. And you were telling us that you could prevent this in Napoli. Something similar. Can you tell us about a little bit?
The episode, the experience in Barcelona was very important for us because the colleagues of Barcelona, such as Joseph Antó and Sunir, described in several very important journals, such as New England Journal of Medicine and also Lancet, their experience in Barcelona about the asthma induced by soya. There were several deaths in Barcelona and several very severe asthma. And when there was a similar episode in Naples with a black in the atmosphere and the same ship, Soya Queen, which was in the harbor of Barcelona, I informed the mayor of Naples about this correlation. And in 1 week, we had more than 100 patients with severe asthma. But after the signalation of colleagues from Barcelona, we were able to stop this event, and in this case, the science, the communication of science is very important to improve our knowledge about the possibility to educate and to prevent also severe asthma and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. D'Amato, it has been a pleasure to have you here in these microphones, and we wish you a pleasant stay here in Murcia and a good trip home. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you to you very much.